Darrell, you've been predicting for a long time that the Canadian dollar was going to reach parity with the U.S. So we touched it at one point this morning. I guess your prediction's coming true here, Darrell.
Well, it looks that way, Ray. We've reached that number today. We haven't closed there for the day, but I guess, you know, we've touched the number, so effectively we've reached the target, and as we speak here, the market is still firmly bid.
So, Darrell, I guess the underlying factors behind this, we've talked for a long time that it is our export issues that has a lot to do with driving this, does it, Darrell?
Very much so. A strong demand from the Asian China as well as India has been behind this market for some time, and it's spilled over into commodities in general, but particularly in the metals energy sector as well as the grains markets. And in order for these countries to buy our commodities, of course, they have to purchase Canadian currency to do it, and that's bid up the value over an extended period of time now.
And just that huge demand that's out there for raw commodities, for the metals, for the oil, that's the basis behind this, Darrell?
That was the major basis, but of course we also did some things to improve our finances, and that, you know, led the commodity turnaround, and we started reducing our debt and making our country looking more favorable, stable place for foreign investors to invest. So putting those two things together is really what's drove this higher, you know, demand for Canadian financial instruments, a perceived better place to risk low-risk money, and also the demand for commodities.
Darrell, it's often talked about in the ag sector here that a strong dollar is almost bad news because it means we get, you know, less Canadian dollars for our product when we sell our grain abroad here. How do you view it? Do you see that as being a big issue?
Well, it would be if the commodity prices hadn't gone up, Ray, but they've gone up along with the rising dollar. So I think on balance here, even if you netted it out, we're certainly much further ahead than we were when the dollar was at 62 cents.
But is that a concern, that if our dollar tops and starts to come down here, we won't feel the great gains that have been made, even if our markets start to come back a little bit here, Darrell?
Well, I think, that, you know, as I said here just previously, we've had a record high prices now for a week. We've got canola prices, you know, encroaching on the 450 level, so certainly we've suffered a little bit of a setback. It's one column I was reading here this morning indicated that's effectively like about 4 percentage points on interest rates, the run-ups that we've had on the dollar. So certainly it would have been nice to have both, but I think on balance here we're still further ahead.
Darrell, I guess the other factor that we're watching here is that whole interest rate issue. And with us not changing our interest rates here in Canada, does that impact where the dollar may go from here?
Well, what's the key thing there, as we mentioned yesterday, is that the rate spread between Canada and the United States is now starting to narrow. We were a full point discount to the American rate. Now it's starting to narrow in. So that just adds fuel to the fire here, where people see Canada as a potentially good play, and with a rising currency, if they make investments today, those investments will probably pay a better rate and when you start netting out the appreciation of the dollar.
So that gives a good tone, underlying support to the loonie then?
Very, very strong underlying support here, particularly if we hold rates steady again at the next meeting, Ray. It's hard to say what the Bank of Canada might do, but the most recent announcement was is that they're going to hold them steady. So we get to another rate announcement out of the United States, if this subprime mortgage market doesn't straighten out, maybe we get possibly another cut in the U.S. rate and the spread narrows in even more. So, you know, it's a very, very interesting situation right now.
Is there concern about that in the U.S. with their cut on the interest rates? I mean, a half point and then maybe even further. Is there worry about that, Darrell?
Well, I guess the major worry, you know, depending on what analysts you listen to, but of course, on one hand, they're trying to improve liquidity and not have people, you know, wholesaling, moving out of their mortgages, you know, and having a very bad situation turn worse. But it's also a bit of a Band-Aid situation, too, because if you lower the rates too much, then you start stoking inflation, and if inflation starts getting out of hand or starts getting away on you, then you're going to have to raise the rates and maybe raise them a lot quicker than if you had just left things relatively steady for the time being.
So as we kind of watch what's going on here, do we have anything to kind of say, this is a trend that may be starting? Have you seen this in the past at all, Darrell?
Well, it's happened before, and I mean, if you take a look at some historical lessons, back about 100 years ago, there was a liquidity crisis in the United States, and that the steps that were taken were very, very close to what was done here recently. Some rates were lowered on overnight call money in order to improve the liquidity in the system, and then subsequently they had to raise the rates quite sharply because collateral was not viewed to be very good quality, and so people wanting to lend money demanded much higher rates in order to borrow money.
So we're entering some volatile times with our whole financial markets then.
Very, very much so. And I feel that, you know, this is something we probably want a red flag here. We looked at the Canadian dollar here over the last few years. Interest rates, I think, now are something that people should pay close attention to.
Meaning, Darrell, they should be trying to secure what they have, or what's your thoughts there?
Well, I think we have well-developed forward markets in Canada for interest rate coverage, just like we do for the dollar, and steps can be taken there to mitigate any potential movement that would be adverse, and that, of course, would be higher rates. I think that would have a much more dramatic impact on the agricultural sector going forward now that we're at parity with the Canadian dollar. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.